Here's the Marketplace Index for Friday the 10th. I'm Bob Moon, in for David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. Today, the Dow was down as much as 160 points, but closed off just 89 points. That's 0.2%. The blue chips, by the way, have not closed down more than 100 points since back on December 28th. The S&P 500 carved off 9 points. That's 0.2%. The NASDAQ composite lost 23 points. That's 0.8%. The 10-year Treasury yield slipped back to 1.97% today. The worry on Wall Street was reminiscent of that old movie Groundhog Day, in which the lead character wakes up day after day, only to play out the same scene over and over. Just when it seemed that maybe this time Greece had clinched a deal with its European bailout partners, all bets are off again. Popular protests turned violent in Athens today, and there was growing dissent among Greek lawmakers after European leaders demanded deeper spending cuts. Some experts are beginning to wonder if those politicians have an ulterior motive, essentially greasing the skids, if you will, for a Greek departure from the Eurozone. At New York's Bard College, Dimitrios Papadimitriou thinks leaders of the Eurozone are pushing too hard.
My view is that they don't expect it to happen. I think what they're expecting is that they should try to push Greece so that they can shield the rest of the Eurozone from Greece, and then basically show Greece the exit. Even though for public consumption, Angela Merkel and President Sarkozy have been insisting that they wish Greece to stay in the Eurozone. But their words are actually totally opposite in their, with their actions.
What I hear you saying is that this is Europe dictating terms to save its own tail. What's in it for Greece?
Well, you know, it's very difficult to leave the Eurozone, especially when you're shut out of all the financial markets. Greece still has no industrial base. It does not produce anything. But I think that austerity measures without an associated program of growth, it's a recipe for disaster, a recipe that if Greece stays in the Eurozone, will have a decade of lost opportunities.
But given the history here, time after time, month after month, these politicians unable to come to some sort of agreement, should the markets still be worried that there could be a crash landing here?
Yes, I think the market should worry that this is not going to happen.
Dimitri Papadimitriou heads the Levy Economic Institute at New York's Bard College. Time now for the Daily Pulse, our take on the health of the U.S. economy. The Pulse is down a beat today on news that we Americans are less enthusiastic about spending our hard-earned cash than we were just a month ago. On a scale of plus or minus 1 to 100, how do you feel? The February Consumer Sentiment Index from Reuters and the University of Michigan fell 2.5 points in the last month from a one-year high of 75 in January. Markets are up, jobs are returning, and wronged homeowners got some relief this week, so why the drop? Economists blame fundamental issues average Americans are still struggling with, among them stagnant wages and creeping gas prices, for the dip in enthusiasm. I think we can all use a good weekend. For more about measuring our urge to spend and to see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy, go to marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon, in for David Brancaccio, with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.